believers care for victims of war, and church history offers lessons for today. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. First, churches in the Caucasus help war victims as winter looms. And then later, learn why church history is anything but boring. We'll begin today with a look at the war between Armenia and Azerbaijan, which rages on in the Southern Caucasus. Eric Mock of Slavic Gospel Association says
there was recent talks in Moscow where they had brokered a ceasefire, but really it was kind of in a paper, not in application, as the fighting continues. This fighting, this battle has been going on for a while, but since July, it's become quite heated.
The violence has been devastating. Drones with bombs attached hover over the battlefield, and artillery shelling puts civilians in danger. Mock says refugees are flooding out of the war zone into both countries.
The timing couldn't be worse, for these refugees are not only fleeing the fighting, but they're finding themselves entering into countries at a time where we're approaching winter. So we're hearing stories of families that are given shelter, but even shelter in buildings right now without heat is brutal as they start to enter into the winter times.
SGA works with local churches, getting aid to the refugees as they flee the fighting.
Right now, we're just trying to get food and warmth to the churches, and then in turn, allowing them to minister to the refugees. But again, we're trying to minister with both sides. We have ministry in both countries. And again, the goal is the gospel and seeing people transformed by God's grace.
Meanwhile, Tibetan officials defended a Chinese training program yesterday and warned against overdoing religion. Critics say the program is just like controversial labor camps holding thousands of Uyghur Muslims against their will. Voice of the Martyrs USA spokesman Todd Nettleton says China is waging war on every religion, including Christianity.
Protestant churches are also being told to take down the pictures of Jesus, put up a picture of Chairman Mao, put up a picture of President Xi Jinping. Don't sing your Christian hymns to start your service. Instead, sing patriotic songs about the Communist Party.
Nettleton describes two factors driving the latest crackdown.
It is a reflection of the fact that the church in China has grown dramatically in recent years. It is also, I believe, a direct reflection of President Xi Jinping's attitude towards religion and his desire for the Communist Party to exert control.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
The first thing is to pray. And we need to pray for the church in China right now, which is under intense pressure. The second thing I think we can do, we need to make sure that our government officials know we want to see them make this a priority.
And history offers opportunities to learn important lessons and be inspired by courageous people that have lived before us. However, in order for history to serve these purposes, it must be remembered. Especially in the fast-paced society we live in, remembering isn't something we often do well. International Media Ministries created projects focused on church history precisely for this reason. Denise Godwin says,
Christian history is so rich with so many stories that are inspiring, that help us connect our faith to our living.
One such story from church history is about Cyprian. Cyprian was a leader in the 3rd century who led the church in times of persecution. Godwin explains that his story of historical church persecution can help encourage persecuted Christians today.
People want to know where God is at in hard times, and the stories of Christian history tell us that he is right there in the midst of all these things that are so hard, walking with people and calling to them and comforting them.
Godwin encourages prayer for the many believers facing persecution all over the world. She's also asking listeners to be in prayer for IMM's ministry as workers connect with those searching for God in difficult circumstances all across the globe. Details on the project and more can be found at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. 2020 has been a really rough year, but your continued support of MNN enables us to keep bringing you stories of the faith and to be a voice for the voiceless. Would you consider supporting us today? Look for the Support MNN tab at our website for ways to help keep us on the air. Go to missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.